Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hey guys, welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. Good to have you with me today. Most of you know that communion is one of my favorite things in the church. When's the last time you observed communion? Let's talk a little bit about it using an Old Testament illustration. You know, God gave the church the glorious ceremony of communion as a way to remember the price that Jesus paid for us on Calvary. So every time you partake of communion, you're showing forth the Lord's death while you exercise faith in the finished work. These miracles never come by works, but they do come because of the finished work of Jesus. The Old Testament illustration would be Israel. On the night before they were to be released from Egyptian bondage, God gives them instructions for what would eventually become known as the Passover. They kill a spotless lamb and mark the doors of their homes with its blood. Then they eat every bit of the lamb. They roast it with fire and eat all of it. Well, these two things are a shadow of the future substance. The blood that's on the door is the shed blood of Jesus applied to the heart of the believer, and the roasted body is the body of Christ judged at Calvary by the fire of heaven and broken for our wholeness. Now, it was crucial that the Israelites follow the instructions they were given to the letter. Every step in this ceremony is a perfect type of the work that Jesus would accomplish at Calvary. The roasting by fire was symbolic of Jesus receiving into his own body the judgment of heaven. He was made to be sin for us so that we could be made the righteousness of God. They're told in Exodus 12 and 9 to eat not of it raw nor sodden at all with water, because we need to see Jesus crucified and judged for us, not as a baby in a manger. Any reference to Jesus as deliverer that excludes the finished work of the cross is partaking of Jesus raw and soaked with water. They were also told to eat, verse 9, his head with his legs and with the pertinence thereof. And this meant that the Israelites were to consume everything, leaving none of it until the next day. And the word pertinence, a word we don't use much, really includes the intestines, the kidneys, the liver, everything inside. Man, that tells me God was serious about this lamb. I like to think that each part that they ate was a type of Jesus, with them taking his strength for their needs, for whatever part of their body, into their body. Psalms 105 and 37 says, he brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. Now, some have estimated there could have been upwards of many as 3 million. That seems a bit high to me. But over 500,000 Israelites come out of Egypt, is at least, minimally. And it seems impossible that of that great number, there's not one person sick or feeble. But Psalms 105 bears it out. How is it possible that not one feeble person comes out? I have to say, it's that roasted lamb. If their intestines were hurting, they ate the intestines. If their head was wounded, they ate the head of the lamb. If their eyes were failing, they ate the unfailing eyes of the lamb. When Jesus died on Calvary's cross, the Bible says in Isaiah 52:14, his appearance was so marred that no one could look upon him. And I think the reason for this was that Jesus took upon himself all of our stuff, whether it's cancers or tumors or diseases. While he hung on Calvary, he bore our sicknesses, Matthew 8:17. So when you partake in communion, see your sickness and your disease in the body of Christ. He said to the disciples in Matthew 26:26, take, eat, this is my body. Don't wait for your local church to have communion again. Partake of on your own. Paul said, as often as you eat the bread and drink this cup, do it in remembrance of him. So there's really, because of the word often, no such thing as too much communion. I hope you have a great day. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.